In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every Sunday, every divine liturgy we celebrate, we always sing, "Holy, holy, holy," the choir just sang it a little while ago. "Holy, holy, holy, Lord of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." Every Sunday we sing that at the Divine Liturgy. Every time we celebrate the Divine Liturgy, like yesterday for the raising of Lazarus, we sing that. "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." And where does that come from? It comes from when Jesus went into Jerusalem, which we're celebrating today. Jesus going into Jerusalem, really triumphantly going into Jerusalem. Why? Because he raised Lazarus from the dead. We hear the song today, the first hymn for the feast. "By raising Lazarus, you confirm the universal resurrection of all of us." It starts with Lazarus to show everyone that God has that power. And then, of course, it foretells not just our resurrection, but Jesus himself, his resurrection. Because without his resurrection, we don't have a resurrection. But it's his resurrection, his death, and then his resurrection. Oh, wait. His suffering, his passion, then his death, then his resurrection that opens the door for all of us into paradise. That opens the door for all of us to have an afterlife. That opens the door for all of us to be resurrected. Unfortunately, we had two funerals this last week. And the gospel reading that we have from those funerals is Jesus' own words when he's telling everyone is going to be raised. Everyone is going to be resurrected. But he also said, some will have eternal life, some will have eternal damnation. And in our simple minds, we say some are going to heaven, some are going to hell. But we're all going to rise from the dead because of what Jesus does this week, beginning with the raising of Lazarus, coming into Jerusalem today in a triumphal way, and they're singing to him, the King of the Jews. Then, of course, his suffering this week when he's arrested, when he's betrayed by Judas, then his hanging on the cross, his death on the cross, and then his burial. And then we'll all gather together on Friday night at his tomb, where he is buried, knowing already he's rising from the dead. But we go through all of this not just to remind us what happened, but for us to be there with Christ. To be there with him today when he's on a donkey and he's coming into Jerusalem and they grab the palm branches. And they shout out, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And that's what we're going to be doing when we go in the procession. We want you to sing along. Not just to the choir. The choir is there to lead us. To sing along. To celebrate this joyous entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Knowing, though, that he's going to suffer. and that he's going to die, and knowing also that he's going to rise from the dead. Knowing that he's going to defeat the devil. Knowing that by his death, he destroys death. So for everyone, whether you're a Christian or not, because he says everyone is going to be resurrected, whether they believe me or not. Everyone is going to be resurrected, which means that death from this world is always a passage until the next world. For everyone, whether you believe it or not. Thanks be to God, all of us are here today because we believe it. Thanks be to God, the church provides for us these services during this next week, the great and holy week, for us to be with Christ, for us to hear his words, lots of words, at the services when we read the Gospels. There's so many things that Jesus will be telling us. And it's so important for us to hear it. Unfortunately, most of us don't read the Bible. We don't even know what Jesus says. I don't want to ask the people to raise their hand because I don't want to embarrass anybody. But most of us don't read the Bible. Most of us don't know what Jesus says. This week, provide for us to hear the words of Jesus. This week doesn't just provide for us to hear the words of Jesus, but to experience what he went through. Everything that he went through. Not just this great feast of him coming into Jerusalem, but also being with him when he's suffering. When they're beating him. When they put a crown of thorns on his head and his head is bleeding. When they nail him onto the cross. When they put up the cross, and he's there hanging on the cross for 3 hours. And then he says to his father, "It is finished." His work on this earth is done. And that work was the miracles we read about in the gospel. His words, his teachings that are in the gospel. And then all the events in his life, especially what's going to take place this week, the great and holy week. It's a blessing that you're here today. It would be a blessing for you to start to be here tonight at 6:30 when we begin the holy week. It would be a blessing for all of us to be here tomorrow morning when we have the pre-sanctified liturgy. You get the point of where I'm going. It would be a blessing for us to all be here all week long for all the services. I know it's impossible for most of us. I don't want to say all of us, because we have persons that will come. But for most of us, I know it's impossible. School, work, whatever else. But if we're just sitting at home and watching TV, playing games on the computer, come, experience it. Hear the words of Christ. See what he did for you. That's the joy of this week. That's the joy and the victory of us being followers of him. To say proudly, we're Christians. Just like those poor people in the churches that were Bob and Sir Lanka. And I heard about on the radio today coming to church. We're Christians. And we're proud of being followers of Christ. No matter what this evil world will do to us. Come this week. Be with your Savior and my Savior, your King and my King. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Just a couple of brief announcements. I mentioned this break, the only week in the bulletin has the services, what time the services are. Also, I know all of our children, I think, had their little winter break or spring break, whatever they call it, and they're in school this week. The schools will let your children out for this Holy Week, namely on Holy Friday, or your extracurricular activities, sports, and music. They'll give them excused absences. I have a letter that I've written. It's in the lounge on the little shelf there. You just have to fill in your child's name, and you sign it yourself and give it to the schools and do whatever so our children and yourselves can be here for those services, especially on Holy Friday. There's a listing in the bulletin of all those that offer the firm arrangement. There's two that I mistakenly left out, Aviva Denise Vitas for the health of their family, and in memory of Denise's dad, Father Basil, a former priest here, and for George and Jeanette Nassar for the health of their family in memory of their son Paul. We could all please stand. Thank you.